the charity of the week. Please tell us your name and charity.
My name's Sandy Denning and I'm representing the Isle of Man Anti-Cancer Association.
How did the charity start and what is its purpose?
Our charity actually started over 60 years ago and we are the longest running cancer charity on the island. Back then we were the only cancer charity on the island raising funds predominantly for research. The association evolved from the Friends of the Liverpool Radium Institute, which had been set up to support Manx residents who required radiotherapy at the Liverpool base. All monies raised were placed into an endowment fund and used to support the service. Then, in 1958, a new regional radiotherapy centre was opened at Clatterbridge, which was on the Wirral. The Radium Institute refused to transfer the funds that had been raised on the island, so the members of the Friends of the Radium Institute all resigned and reformed overnight as the Isle of Man Anti-Cancer Association, and that was in September 1959. So since then, the charity has raised and disbursed more than £25 million, which we are very proud of. The purpose of our charity today is to continue to raise money to fund vital research into cancer, raise awareness of the signs and symptoms of cancer, and provide support to island residents affected by cancer. We work with a variety of organisations both on and off the island, striving for better outcomes for all our residents. We also very proudly fund and manage the Staywell Clinic for Cervical Screening, an out-of-hours service run by a female team up at Nobles Hospital, and that goes twice a week. And this service has also been running for over 60 years.
Who is the charity for?
It's for Manx residents affected by cancer, but also for anyone who wants to seek a better understanding of the disease, improved treatments, and ultimately a cure. The C in our logo actually stands for cure.
What are your main goals?
Our aim is to continue funding research into cancer with the hope that one day there will be a cure, or at the very least, anyone diagnosed with cancer will live and they will live well. We are passionate about raising awareness of the signs and symptoms of cancer within our community, and we deliver talks in the workplace as well as schools and colleges. Manx Radio have been very supportive with this, and since 2020 we have recorded 47 podcasts on various tumour types, all of which are available to listen to via the Manx Radio website.
Tell us about your team.
Our charity is managed by the Executive Officer, which is me, and our five trustees who form the Executive Committee, and they are elected at our annual general meeting, usually held in April. It has to be said, though, that the most important individuals within our organisation are our policy group members and the many volunteers who undertake fundraising events. We've got six district branches across the island who work tirelessly for our charity, for which we are eternally grateful.
Which other organisations do you work with?
We work very closely with the Department of Health and Social Care, Public Health and Manx Care to assist in introducing improved services and treatments on the island, as well as with hospitals in the northwest of England where Manx patients are managed. We also work with other cancer charities both on and off the island.
How do you see the charity developing over the next 5 years?
We want to continue to work with our partner organisations to find better treatments for cancer patients, so improving their cancer journey and, of course, their outcome.
How is the charity funded?
We rely on donations, sponsorship, grants, legacies and, of course, money raised from all our fundraising events.
How can people support you?
Donations are always very welcome and supporters can either organise or take part in fundraising too. Volunteers are always required to help with the various events we hold throughout the year, so if you could just give us a few hours of your time, we would love to hear from you. Also, we are always looking for nurses and receptionists for our Staywell Clinic team.
Where can people find out more?
You can contact me, Sandy Denning, on 252725 or by email, which is iomanticancer@gmail.com. There is more information on our website at iomaca.org.im, and you can follow us on Facebook too. And can I just say thank you to all our wonderful supporters. We could not do what we do without you.
The Charity of the Week, brought to you by Kell Properties. Profile complete.